Members of Congress would like Presidents Bush and Putin to go beyond security matters and discuss economic cooperation between the two countries, including joint oil ventures. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Pennsylvania Republican Kurt Weldon is among many in Washington sounding upbeat about prospects in the Russian economy.
The stars are all lined up. We have two new presidents. We have a willing Congress, a willing Duma and Federation Council. We have common concerns, common issues that we can come together on. We need to seize this opportunity now and seize it aggressively.
Congressman Weldon took that message to White House officials in the run-up to the summit. He's promoting cooperation in fields ranging from health care to the energy sector.
The war on terrorism just underscores the importance of our tightening up our relationship with Russia. Working with Russia in the area of energy and natural resources, one, helps the Russians get the hard currency they need to bring economic stability, and two, reduces our dependency on Middle Eastern crude, so it's a win for both countries. We have the technology, they have the resources, we ought to be working together.
For now, cooperation in the energy sector is limited to a small number of highly publicized joint projects. ExxonMobil announced last week it will go ahead with a long-delayed plan to develop oil fields off Russia's Sakhalin Island. Russian oil and gas executives, meantime, are brushing up their image, hiring Western managers. The CEO of Yukos Oil was in Washington recently, touting his efforts to run his company in a more transparent way. Anders Osland, who once advised the Russian government's economic team, described the Yukos executive as a rehabilitated man. Osland says there has been a sea change in the Russian oil sector.
The Russian oil majors are now embracing the West to make sure that Russia is not perceived as a threat in Europe and that Europe is prepared to accept more oil.
Russia is the world's second largest oil producer after Saudi Arabia. That doesn't mean Russia could be a real alternative. Its reserves are far smaller and harder to extract. But as the Saudis face bad press for allegedly not cooperating in the war on terrorism, Russia's portraying itself as a more reliable partner. Julia Nane, an analyst with the Petroleum Finance Company, says it may be too early to call Russia a partner. She raises many questions about the poor infrastructure and red tape in the Russian oil sector.
We're just starting out on this, tiptoeing through this relationship at this point, and it should be in the U.S. government's interest to not just help Russian oil companies be able to access world markets and U.S. markets, but to try and maybe work to get our own companies some benefits out of this. And it's on that level where I'm not sure that Russia is prepared to work in the same framework that is necessary.
She says Russia must strengthen legal protections for foreign companies. Until now, Russia and the United States have had only limited cooperation in extracting Caspian Sea reserves in other former Soviet republics. One pipeline carrying crude from Kazakhstan to the West via Russia has opened, but the United States wants alternatives, including a pipeline that would bypass Russia, running from Baku, Azerbaijan to Ceyhan, Turkey. That route, though, is facing new instability in the former Soviet Republic of Georgia. Julia Nane says proponents of the pipeline are worried about Georgian leader Edward Shevardnadze's ability to hold on to power.
That's a key issue, I think, for the U.S. government. We're watching Georgia closely because that's going to be one area that is critical for moving pipelines to Turkey. They've got to cross Georgia, and how will Russia work with us on that? I mean, I think we have some signposts to watch over the next 6 or 7 months that will be very, very interesting.
The energy sector may not be at the top of the agenda at the Bush-Putin summit, but National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice says the two men will tackle economic issues during their White House talks today. In the midst of the war on terrorism, energy security takes on new importance. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.